USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is announcing his endorsement of former President Donald Trump following his Super Tuesday victories. Leader McConnell speaking to reporters about his endorsement of Trump, who he has had disagreements with in the past.
February of 2021, shortly after the attack on the Capitol, that I would support President Trump if he were the nominee of our party, and he obviously is going to be the nominee of our party.
Leader McConnell announcing his resignation from Senate leadership last week, effective following the election in November. Nikki Haley is dropping out of the GOP presidential race. She made the announcement Wednesday, but would not officially endorse Donald Trump.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us.
President Biden is giving his second State of the Union address on Thursday, where he's expected to tout his administration's accomplishments and set goals for the future. House Speaker Mike Johnson joins Fox News and shares his thoughts on if the country is heading in the right direction.
He's going to try to stand up here and convince the American people that the State of the Union is strong and that we're on the right track. But everybody knows that's just simply not true. The State of the Union is in decline. When you talk about our safety, our security, our sovereignty, our economy, every metric, and everybody knows it.
Investigators say Boeing still hasn't turned over important records for the probe of the January door plug blowout incident. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, investigators don't know who in the Boeing assembly line removed and reinstalled the door plug on the 737 MAX. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Republicans are crying foul after a Veterans Affairs official is telling regional offices to remove a famous World War II photo of a Navy sailor kissing a woman in Times Square. The assistant secretary claiming in a memo that the kiss was non-consensual and that the image doesn't align with the department's sexual harassment standards. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls calls this an example of a larger issue in government.
How did this unelected assistant secretary kind of impose her ideology on this photo that was a celebration of one of the greatest victories over Nazism in world history?
Vice Chair of the House Democratic Caucus Ted Lieu is calling for action from both chambers to provide funding to Ukraine.
It's very clear that this national security supplemental is critical to U.S. national security.
The California congressman speaking from Capitol Hill, funding for foreign allies has been stalled by Republicans who say they want to focus on southern border security first. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. Trump is appealing a lower court ruling denying his claim of having immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The high court ruling in favor earlier this week to keep former President Trump on the ballot in states that had tried to remove him. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.